Law Day 2020, Your Vote, Your Voice, Our Democracy, the 19th Amendment at 100. The right of women to personal representation through the ballot seems to me unassailable wherever the right of man is conceded and exercised. I can conceive of no possible abstract justification for the exclusion of the one and the inclusion of the other. Elizabeth Cady Stanton, suffragist, social reformer, and co-author of History of Women's Suffrage, quote from her statement before the U.S. Senate Committee on Women's Suffrage on April 2, 1888. In the 1875 case of Minor v. Happersett, the U.S. Supreme Court declared that despite the Privileges and Immunities Clause, a state could prohibit a woman from voting. It's no coincidence that Elizabeth Cady Stanton, continuing to fight for women's suffrage, chose to parrot these words in her 1888 address to the U.S. Senate, stating, "The National Constitution should be so interpreted or amended as to secure to the women of the nation all the rights, privileges, and immunities of citizens." Look for modern examples of individuals addressing members of Congress to bring awareness about their cause to our legislators. What topics are they concerned about? Select one, research that topic, and track how long people have been working to fight for changes in the law. You have been listening to one installment of Law Day 2020, Your Vote, Your Voice, Our Democracy, the 19th Amendment at 100. This is one of 15 features created to educate and celebrate Law Day, May 1st, 2020. Sponsored by the New York Bar Foundation, the New York Newspapers Foundation, and produced by the New York News Publishers Association News Media Literacy Newspaper in Education Program. Copyright 2020. All rights reserved.